This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live is live, even on Saturday.
Right.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are live 7 days a week. And I don't care if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter. We're here. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And you can call us at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And this evening, we have been talking about, among other things, this Yahoo News story, the six reasons why banning gun control, gun control won't work to stop mass shootings. And, well, I pretty much agreed with everything so far. Let's go to the phones and the fun here, though. We've got Troy on the line from California. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Great.
First time caller and first time listener. I drive back and forth from Vegas to California every week.
Okay.
It's
quite a commute.
And I don't like to say that I have a particular party. I'm a patriot at heart. I've served in the military, and I'm very proud of our country and where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Being from Vegas and spending a lot of time there, you know, the mass shooting out in Las Vegas at that concert in October hit really hard.
Yeah.
And then I have four kids, and all these shootings at the schools that have literally, skyrocketed out of control is just absolutely frightening, terrifying. And when I look at the shooters and the particular situations that happened during that time, like that guy at Mandalay Bay that shot down on that crowd. I mean, he had multiple automatic weapons and like
semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons.
And then you have the shooters at the school again with weapons like. With kids that are 18 years old, I mean, I just don't understand. Why would you need all these weapons? What do you need all these weapons for? I mean, if you want a weapon to protect your family and your home, I understand that, okay? But, like, enough is enough. Like, these kids are getting murdered in school. You can't even go to school anymore and feel safe. You go to a concert and people are shooting down into a concert. This isn't the first concert it's happened at. It's happened in other places as well.
Right.
I mean, like, we're losing control. We're losing control,
I'm not sure the control was ever had. To be clear,
right.
Troy, I'm not sure that we ever had control. Okay, so mass shootings, as we're reading through the story here, mass shootings aren't new. They aren't increasing. They're at rates of the 70s and 80s, or excuse me, the 80s and 90s currently. And so, I mean, as upsetting it is, and it certainly is, I'm not sure that the control ever existed.
What has changed? And it certainly changes the amount of media exposure that these attacks receive. And, you know, what's different now than in, say, the 1970s or the 1960s is we're on a 24-hour news cycle. And I'll tell you what crushes my soul is to see a 4 or 5-year-old girl at a gun control rally looking like she is terrified to go to school because she's going to be next. They're going to come in and they're going to shoot up my school. And I hate to be blunt about this, but statistically that just doesn't happen. We see these events. These events have occurred for an awfully long time, and there's other ways that mass murderers kill. It's not how they are killed. I feel no more or no less sympathetic for the people who were killed in Las Vegas going to a concert just out to have a good time than I do for the people that were murdered in Canada by some guy with a truck, you know, or the knife stabbings that occurred in China just recently in a school there. I don't care about what weapon was used. What I care about is why people become homicidal. And you can take away all the guns you want, but when it comes down to it, you still need that homicidal person who has, for whatever reason, just decided that this is the best choice that they can make right now. And I don't get that.
I grew up in the 70s, so I don't really remember a lot of different school shootings. And I know a lot of it has to do with media and coverage and the ability to get news stories out across the entire country at the snap of a finger. But I just don't remember that many shootings happening in schools in particular. And then I think we need to find a way to screen gun owners better. Like maybe psychological testing or some sort of,
because doesn't work.
Right now, like, these people that are doing these shootings, they are homicidal. They're suicidal. They end up killing themselves at the time in the incident.
I wish they'd start there. Start there. Kill yourself first, and if you still feel like you got to do something, then go kill somebody else.
me too, man. I'm with you. If you're going to kill yourself, you know, that's your own business. Don't do it. But please don't hurt everyone else in the process.
Thanks for the call.
I really appreciate you guys taking my call, and I hope to call and talk to you about other issues down the line.
Please do. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. Do you remember the song, The Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays?
I know the song.
Right. I don't like Mondays.
Yeah.
Yes, it's karaoke night here on Free Talk Live. but that was written about a 70s school shooting. A girl,
which was
very, very rare. Was very depressed, lived across the street from an elementary school. Her father got her a rifle for Christmas, and she said she actually wanted a radio. And she started shooting. She killed the principal, and a number of other people were, I think, killed and injured. And when the police went to ask her, why did you do this heinous act? I don't like Mondays.
Wow. Let's go to Joe, calling in for Virginia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Mind?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I was talking to your call taker. Again, disclosure, I'm on lunch. I'm in law enforcement. I just happened to be on lunch flipping through channels, and I was very refreshing to hear the open communication between all different parties.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts, Joe?
As far as your gun control, I think what a lot of people don't get into or don't want to get into, because it's more of an emotional response to say, yeah, we need gun control. The reality is I've been in law enforcement for over 18 years. People that have guns and do bad things are committing crimes. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yes, I agree completely. And I can't emphasize that enough. You have to have someone who is homicidal. That's not a normal human state. And you know that as well as anybody. You have to deal with that sort of thing.
Correct. Typically what you'll find is a homicidal or suicidal ideation, and it's suicidal by whatever, by police or whatever. And typically the people, you know, when we start outlawing guns, it's not the law-abiding citizen. In my 18 years, I've never had an open carry person or a concealed carry person give me any grief. Typically, it's a guy that runs from the car, they just committed the bank robbery or whatever.
Right.
Yep, that's generally how it goes.
It's an emotional thing for people to, well, and it is a tragedy, what has happened.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Somebody dies.
And that's the political movements where they use these people who are in the throes of grief to get their to push their agenda from an emotional standpoint. Now, I realize humans tend to make emotional decisions and very rarely like make logical decisions. That's one of the reasons that I'm you know so happy that people are calling in and that we're talking about this tonight is that you know that doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence that banning these things really works. Joe, thank you for the call, and please call in again in the future. Appreciate your perspective. Thank you.
Sure.
Oops, got him off there. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
talking about, well, guns tonight here on Free Talk Live. And specifically, it was an article from Yahoo here where it says six reasons why banning, the gun control won't stop mass shootings. And, I haven't seen any good evidence from the other side on this. It seems to be largely, emotional stuff. And I understand, it's emotional. People being shot is emotional.
Yes.
But public policy shouldn't be.
Yeah, and it's tough to divorce those. And I think both sides react emotionally, whenever one of these events happen. It begins generally on the anti-gun side who will blame everything on the tool used by the homicidal mass murderer. And then you'll have this knee-jerk reaction of people on the right. And now it seems to be to attack anyone who was promoting that, as the case in the Florida students, some of those that were more outspoken.
Yeah, I'll get right to the calls here shortly, but I want to tell you about Zencash. So Bitcoin was great technology when it came out in 2009, and blockchain tech has been being adopted in industries around the world. But when it comes to currency transactions, you don't always want your transactions on public display for everyone to see forever and ever. And that's what makes Zencash so great. It's a privacy option for transactions. It has a privacy option for transactions and messaging using zero knowledge proofs. Zencash has more than 8,000 secure nodes, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash is made by voluntarists, with the idea of voluntary interaction being embodied right in their white paper. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com. Again, it's Zencash.com. Let's go to Scott in Indiana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good to hear from you again, Mark.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I was just going to start with saying that I don't really give these people who seek to ban guns, especially the politicians, the benefit of the doubt that their intentions are good at all. I don't buy it at all. I look at them as I look at people throughout history who've sought to disarm the populace. As they see that this is a means to an end, and what they do is the first thing they do is they take away the guns, and then they start taking away everything else. And look no further than, and it could be, and it starts with violence, usually low intensity violence, and it becomes worse. Just as you cited earlier, a great Brit with the guy, and the guy you cited, by the way, he goes by the moniker Count Dankula on YouTube, and he trained his pug to do these Nazi salutes. And by the way, he wasn't even then dressing the dog in Nazi uniforms; he was just making little jokes. The whole joke was sort of like Mel Brooks doing Springtime for Hitler in the Producers. And it was just a play on it, you know. What would be the worst thing that the most unexpected thing that a cute little pug dog would do? I know, let's act like Hitler. Well, Dankula is far from a Nazi, but in Great Britain, a lot of people don't know they don't have a First Amendment and they don't have a Second Amendment.
Right. They pretty much don't have freedom of speech anywhere in the world except for the United States. And this is one thing that I like to say here about the United States. If you want me to say something good about the United States, we can complain. Like, we have the ability to complain, and they really can't say anything about it.
They will sometimes, and don't let me try to convince anyone that our First Amendment rights aren't constantly under attack. But at least the courts tend to side with us occasionally on that one.
Yeah. It's better than most.
Yeah, I say so. And George Orwell said it very concisely. He said, if you want to know who your masters are, look at whom you're not allowed to criticize.
So who aren't we allowed to criticize, Scott?
It seems like the government, largely. But also some favored groups
who are critiquing the government constantly. I mean, yes. Donald Trump's not tweeting away because he's everybody loves him. People are critiquing him, the government.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the other interesting thing is we're already seeing rumblings from people wanting to limit the First Amendment right here. I mean, look at these guys. Whether you like him or not, Milo Yiannopoulos trying to go to speak at Berkeley. What do? They riot. And they riot. Why? Because they don't like his words.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're afraid of
people openly say that the First Amendment is harmful to them.
That's that much is absolutely true.
Right.
Colleges around America, not just students, but professors, are saying things like, well, free speech is racist because those who are in, for whatever reason, disadvantaged, are their speech isn't recognized as much or whatever. And I, look, The number is 855-450-3733. I don't know what your color is.
Right.
And I don't care. Okay? Right. So you can't say you don't have free speech because I'll let you on the air. You can't say a few. There's some more choice words you can't say. And certainly I'm not going to necessarily disagree with what one says. But, yeah, I think it's ridiculous. If you outlaw ideas, you'll never get new good ideas.
Well, let me throw this First Amendment thing at you. Do you feel that the government, some parts of the government are declaring war on the press? Because that's in the First Amendment, too.
I think that I at least am thinking so far as especially these, and Mark was so right, the fact the professors, it's even, you know, shocking enough that we have these Antifas, you know, running around clubbing people with bike locks, but professors themselves doing that. I think of these professors as a little more than adjuncts of the government and the people. They're doing the bidding. They're basically like the Madame Defarge of the new, new anti-freedom revolution.
Okay, so when Trump says he doesn't want anyone from this news agency or that news agency to be in the White House press briefings or just flat out kicks him out, does that concern you too?
I've got my differences with Trump, and I don't like the way he is constantly on the Twitter machine and all. I think he could be a bit more dignified. But I think I look at that more as throwing down a marker to, like, look, you know, answer some serious questions instead of clowning around and trying to, you know, paint me as something that I'm not. I mean, I've got my issues, but, you know, but I look at that as putting down a marker, not a really serious thing. It's like anything else you need to do in your bargaining. You bargain way higher than you actually expect to arrive at in the beginning. So you're like, hey, look, you know, would you quit calling me a racist and actually ask real questions instead of turning every press conference into a circus?
Thanks for the call, Scott.
Appreciate it.
So I'm going to handle that. I've got another take on that one, Chris.
Please.
I'd say this. So the press has been complicit with the government in the growth of the state over time.
No argument.
And by the growth of the state, I would specifically say the growth of the president's power. Many of the powers that are used by the president, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush, are manufactured out of whole cloth. And that cloth is not the United States Constitution.
Right.
And the press has been lockstep complicit. They don't ask questions of small government people versus, you know, like they just quote the politicians and they just go on as though that's the word of God.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the probable, almost certain future of acting like the Constitution's a doormat is having the Constitution treated like a doormat. Okay? If the press doesn't want to defend every single one of the rights in the Bill of Rights, then by God, I don't care what happens to CNN's news person. Okay? I just don't care. I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but I do believe that the press provide a crucial oversight in our society.
As the press, I would say that we are the fourth column, right?
Right.
There's three different areas of government. We're the fourth one. Our job is to bring the truth. But they haven't been doing that for decades. And when you don't do your job, well, you're out the door. Free Talk Live. We should have a Free Talk Live representative in the White House.
Right.
855-450-FREE.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Here we're in the midst of the final hour of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We are talking about, well, this article from Yahoo that says the 6 reasons gun control measures won't stop mass shootings. And, well, it's pretty well researched and pretty clear.
Yep.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Chris.
Let's go to Connor calling in from Myrtle Beach. Connor, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing there, Mark and Chris? Good to speak with you guys. I'm kind of new to the radio show. I've been listening to 99.5 for a bit of time now. But
excellent.
I just wanted to say that I've done a little research of my own before the elections with President Trump and Hillary Clinton were going about. And I noticed that Hillary Clinton was... had a bunch of different investigations on her in her past. So I'm glad that I chose Trump over Hillary.
She certainly had many investigations and many more scandals behind her. Those that would be her supporters would say, well, these are just people who are trying to silence her and you know, bringing these things up or whatever.
They've been trying to shut her up since she was in the White House.
And basically it comes down to the notion that we dislike her because she has two X chromosomes. That's not how I don't believe I feel that way. I don't suspect people who necessarily feel that way would always know why they feel that way. But to me, I think this was probably one of the, some of the worst choices America's ever been given when it came to politicians. So
yeah, it was a rough year.
But anyways, on the topic of guns, I am for the Second Amendment. I do not own one my own self, but I'm for it nonetheless. If you have a weapon on the table, and there is no human contact within that weapon, if once the human hand touches that weapon and it has a finger on that trigger, then that weapon will kill someone. But if it's left as is, there's no way for it to pull its own mechanism. It's not a living.
It's an inanimate object. I keep an AR-15 in my living room just to see if it's going to kill me one of these days. So far, we're about 3 years in, and it seems to be doing okay. It's my own little experiment. Take a picture of it every once in a while. Haven't killed anybody yet? Nope.
One of the things I think about this AR argument is specifically is there's an organization called, I think it's ghostgunner.com, ghostgunner.net. Pardon me if I don't know exactly. I didn't look it up, but it's called the Ghost Gunner. And the Ghost Gunner is a CNC machine. For those that don't know, that's basically a metal routing machine. You put a block of aluminum in, and you get an AR lower. And a lower is what the government calls a gun. So you can buy all the little accessories you want, and you will have an AR-15 for, you know, you can build for $1,700, I think is the number, less than $2,000, and the cost of aluminum, you can outfit a small army in the course of 2 months. And they will all be completely unregistered weapons.
Yep.
And they will function just like another AR. There's nothing that's functionally different. If you tell me you're going to ban ARs, I'm telling you all you're doing is selling CNC machines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, because you can't stop it.
No.
That's pretty much how I would take the gangs and all of these other criminals that are running around nowadays are kind of acquiring their weapons.
You would think.
I think mostly what they're getting is stolen weapons. It's like So at anybody's house, you know, the thing that people want to steal isn't your TV. I just went to Walmart the other day. They had a 48-inch TV for $400. It's not worth it to take your TV off the wall for the $50 that they're going to get to hock the thing. If 50, I don't know what it is, but $50 sounds right to me. You know, maybe jewelry. We don't have jewelry at my house.
Right.
You know, the only thing in your little fireproof box is car titles, for God's sake. I mean, there's nothing to steal in somebody's house besides weapons.
I was reading an article, and it intrigued me because the title was something like three things that could make an actual difference in controlling death by firearms. I'll pull up the article. I'll see if I can find it again. But one of the things that they mentioned was gun owners need to be more responsible about leaving their firearms inside their cars. So, and it's interesting. It's so interesting.
Shouldn't be in the car or should be?
Should not be.
Okay.
You should. I never leave guns in my cars. Okay. I mean, the gun stays on me. That's where I know where it's at. But the problem is, in talking to police departments and things like that, they're like the majority of guns that we find that were obtained illegally are stolen, and the majority of those that were stolen out of vehicles. It's just a very simple thing to, you know, especially if you've got a Smith & Wesson bumper sticker, for a gangbanger to walk up with a crowbar, crack your window open, and check inside and see if you left a piece in there. So they were saying that that was one of the ways that many guns get into the wrong hands. They're not getting in there legally because we already have gazillions of gun laws. I mean, if you've ever been through the process of purchasing a firearm, it's not just like you go through the checkout line at Walmart, which is what they would portray it to be from the anti-gun side. It is detailed, and you'll sign, you know, on under penalty of law, you know, a whole bunch of times to get anything. But that's the idea. And to talk about ghost gunners a bit, there have been a couple cases where the shooters did manufacture their own guns, but it's still been really, really rare.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
A couple cases in California.
Mostly it's stolen guns. Connor, yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Yep. Number's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bad Slave. Calling in on Skype, you'll notice the difference in audio quality. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I hope so.
Indeed.
Thanks, Mark and Chris. Good to talk to you. I, you know, can just... there's so many subjects, but one of the ones that I focus on is the actual true use of most firearms, and that is for self-protection out and about, some in the home, but you know if. It's more often, you know, that there's muggings and what have you going on, you know, or holdups and in stores, that people carrying their own guns they're using these guns not necessarily to put a bullet in someone,
but to what you.
Just letting people know, you know what? If you keep coming at me, you may end up with a bullet, and
right.
They decide not to do anything at that point and run away, go find another target.
They say three times the amount of crimes that are reported. Three times that it's just where a gun's displayed and somebody runs off.
Right, and if you look at the limited research, you know, 500,000. To 3 million times per year that guns are used in a way
Thank
that stops a crime. You know, that's,
yes.
I wish there were a better study. I wish there were something up to date. And I think.
Well,
you know,
there was. There was, in fact, some recent data that was part of a, you know, some research that got done. I don't know what the date on it is, but in the last year or two, and it was by the CDC, and they were researching a bunch of other causes of death and risk and what have you, and one of the questions that was in this larger survey was a question about have you ever been threatened and used your handgun to fend off a threat, and they came up with 2.5 million times in a year in America, you know, and you know also that number is underreported because people are carrying guns that they don't want anybody else to know about, so they're not gonna report the fact that ever occurred.
Indeed. And absolutely, if somebody's a convicted felon, they're carrying a gun to protect themselves. They're not gonna tell you on some government form they use that gun to protect themselves.
Exactly, and
thanks for the call.
These are always going to be samples. You know, you're never gonna survey everybody in the United States, so we're just gonna give it our best guess.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment, final hour here. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, well, you know, it's possible we could squeeze you in. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you like the way that we do Free Talk Live, the open lines, the liberty-oriented talk, talking about subjects that aren't necessarily getting talked about by other radio programs and certainly aren't getting talked about them in the same way, please check out our amplifier program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. There are some perks that you will enjoy there, including different ways to communicate with the hosts and advertising free podcasts and that sort of thing. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Roland calling in from Auburn. Roll Tide, Roland.
Yes. Is this Mark or Ian?
This is Mark, and yes, Mark. Chris is sitting in with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, I've spoken, I think, with you before and Ian, and I really appreciated it in the past, but I thought I could bring up something that is very enlightening about the gun debate issue. I do believe in the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
and I certainly believe that people have a right to protect themselves and to go hunting and all that, but I'm absolutely convinced. Even though a Democratic senator brought up the legislation, tried to get it passed, and I'm registered Republican, I am absolutely convinced he was right in that the Second Amendment is being abused by the gun manufacturers that sell the high-capacity clips and the nuts who buy them to do mass killings.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what a hunter or somebody who just needs to protect his home would need with a 30, 40, 50, and God knows how many more bullet clips. Like, is a hunter going to go out and shoot 30 possum or 50 deer or something?
Are you mm-hmm. familiar with what happened during the L.A. riots surrounding Rodney King?
Yeah, I do know that people were defending themselves and their stores, and maybe some of them at that time did have the high-capacity clips, but I'm convinced the gun manufacturers are shooting themselves in the foot with these high-capacity clips that, to me, are more like for the military or just mass killing. And people are buying these clips that are real nutcases, and they're doing mass killings like what happened at Florida. If they stop the mass or the high capacity clips and the guns that will accept them, that these clips can slide into, I think the gist of the problem is that's it. I think that
will keep people from becoming homicidal.
Not totally. No, because you'll still have people with, let's say, a double barrel shotgun or a single barrel shotgun or somebody with just a 6-shot pistol.
How about a truck?
Or a bomb. Or bombs. It's not going to stop the killings, but it definitely would alleviate the problem on the people who believe in the Second Amendment.
In this article we were reading, they said it took about, and I don't know, like I'm not some kind of person who does fast clip changes or anything like that, but the people that do do these shootings generally practice ahead of time with clip changes, and I should say magazines, magazine changeovers, and that it takes about 3 seconds. And that 3 seconds isn't enough for anything to matter.
Yeah, I can tell you, and I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those crazy people that goes out and buys 30-round magazines because that's what comes with a rifle, and they're cheap. If 10-round magazines were dramatically less expensive, actually, I probably have a couple of them laying around.
I don't want to do work. It would be my thought.
Right.
It's just easier.
Most of my shooting is done at the target. That's what I shoot.
I shoot targets. A lot of paper.
I put a lot of holes in trees, too, on my land. But that's the thing. Why would I want to change magazines? Now, so I have this one side that says nobody needs a 30-round magazine because there's millions of AR-15s out there with 30-round magazines. Well, by your own logic, you're saying that there are a bunch of people out there that are homicidal and they have AR-15s and they may come for any one of us, yet I shouldn't have that exact same gun so I can defend myself against these maniacs with AR-15s and 30-round magazines.
So you're saying if they outlaw magazines, only outlaws will have the high-capacity magazines?
That's pretty much it. And I don't want to belittle this at all, but I will tell you it's not difficult. I can teach you in 10 minutes how to do real fast changes, so you're going to be maybe 5 seconds behind using 10-round magazines versus 30, and that's...
What about this concern, Roland? I can buy a 3D printer and make a 100-round magazine in my spare bedroom, and you can't do anything about it. Like, outlawing it isn't going to make a difference when you can download a program off the internet, right?
Make it out of plastic.
Well, can I say something?
I'm asking.
If the gun manufacturers realize, and I think they are realizing it, that they don't, stop being so concerned with the profits by selling the high-capacity clips, I think that, no, it wouldn't stop all the mass killings. But I think it would stop a number of them because these clips are available for these mass murderers. And I think that's much of the gist of the problem. It would be eliminated, not in all cases. Yes, you can change clips fast. I've owned guns, yes, but I never had an interest in a gun that fired more than 5 or 6 bullets or held one in the chamber and would have a 5-shot clip. I can't imagine. Why people would need those high-capacity clips, except unless they love to do shooting, like the one man there, the other man, I can't remember his name, was talking about. Yeah.
I want to offer you one parting thought, and that's this, that 80% of the time when police pull their gun and use it, they miss. 80% of the time of people that are highly trained.
Or at least trained.
Yeah. So that's why I feel as a civilian, I do want to have that with me. I routinely carry 16 rounds on my person at all times. So that's what I do. But I do appreciate the call.
Yeah, yes, sir. Could I just bring up another matter? Another thing I learned, I spoke to a guy that was an MP at an Air Force base. All he was allowed was 20 bullets in his clip. But yet these guys that are doing these mass killings can get clips with a lot more bullets. And I've noticed some of the gun stores or the places, they don't have them. They're not selling them. And I think that it's catching up with the gun industry.
Maybe.
I mean,
Roland, I have to take out the call.
I think
Thank you
know
so
what
much.
I mean.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Really do. Thank you.
Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, did you know that we had 26 homicides this year? And this is only April, I think, in New Mexico.
New Mexico's had 26 homicides. How interesting.
I did not know that.
Well, I think it's the highest rate in, like, in 14 years.
All right.
And then, it's one of the highest rate in 20 years or something.
Okay.
This is... So 26 murders. 26
what's called,
murders
what's causing
before.
It?
Well, you know what? They got rid of the death penalty 15 years ago.
Uh huh. So this is
no
related.
Punishment. They're not going to be put to death, and the word is out. So they're just. They killed a homeless man, two teenagers. It's fun. So why did you do it?
You know,
I thought it was fun
like,
to
because
the,
they wanted to spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Right.
I think you're giving people with very short-sighted goals a lot of credit when you say that they for whatever reason that they're two teenagers want to spend the rest of their lives in prison is what you're suggesting with this information. It doesn't seem like that would be what their goal was.
And it doesn't jive statistically. I mean, when we look at states that have death penalty versus don't, we don't see those statistical differences that one would think if the death penalty were actually effective at stopping crime.
Right. The European countries don't, many of them don't have the death penalty, and they have lower, in some cases, have lower crimes than the United States. So I'm not sure what the indication would be.
Or higher in the case of London.
I don't know about the European culture, but as far as the U.S. culture here, the moment you get rid of death penalty, our murder rates, homicides, go up. And
that's
13
inaccurate.
Of them are
unsolved. Not accurate.
Well, I mean, how accurate is this? Like,
New Mexico got rid of its death penalty 15 years later. You're calling about murder rates now. I mean, how can you correlate that information?
Right.
Well, it has been going up steadily, but it's just gotten really, really worse after 15 years.
Every man that I've ever seen in looking into this issue says that there's very little correlation between homicide rates and the death penalty.
But what I would say, particularly for New Mexico, is look at the homicides through the war on drugs. You guys have seen increases in gang violence, increases in smuggling, and cartel violence and things like that.
That sounds right.
Yeah, we're just trying to save lives by keeping people from using drugs, and what do we get? Higher crime rates.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Well, that's a wrap there. Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
You're sitting in for me, and I'm sitting in for Ian.
Is that how this works?
Well, you're in my chair.
I'm glad you're in that chair, because I don't like the idea of being in that chair.
Pushing buttons and all the things that come with it. Thanks so much for listening to Free Talk Live. We'll be back in 21 short hours. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years. From My Patriot Supply, get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.